Brilliance Audio presents
Big Trouble by Dave Barry. I'll start with a warning. This is not a book for youngsters. I point this out because I know from reading my mail that a lot of youngsters read my humor books and newspaper columns, and I'm thrilled that they do. But this book is not for them because some of the characters use adult language. I did not necessarily want the characters to use this type of language. Some of them just went ahead and did. That's how some characters are. Big Trouble for Michelle. 1. Puggy had held down his job at the Jolly Jackal Bar and Grill, which did not have a grill, for almost 3 weeks. For Puggy, this was a personal employment record. In fact, after a career as a semi-professional vagrant, he was seriously thinking about settling in Miami, putting down roots, maybe even finding an indoor place to sleep, although he really liked his tree. Puggy liked everything about Miami. He liked that it was warm. He liked that most of the police seemed tolerant of people like him, people who, merely by existing, tended to violate laws that solid citizens never even thought about, like how long you were allowed to sit in a certain place without buying something. The attitude of most of the police down here seemed to be, hey, you can sit all you want. We're just glad you're not shooting. Puggy also liked the way, in Miami, you were always hearing people talking Spanish. This made Puggy feel like he was living in a foreign country, which was his one ambition. Although the only time he had ever actually been abroad was 4 years ago, when, after a long and confusing weekend that began in Buffalo, he was briefly detained on the Canadian side of Niagara Falls for urinating in the Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum. The funny thing was, Puggy had not been trying to get to Miami in particular. He had left.